everyone. Welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano.
All the gold. That's what's going to happen. All the fucking gold.
Maybe.
At TakeOver.
Probably.
It has to.
Most likely.
They come out with all... This is the perfect time to do it.
I have a theory.
Send Dream up. Right?
He's not getting
Street Profits don't need the titles anymore. Thanks for your run. Now go away.
They'll have a...
Pete Dunne is like... He doesn't need gold.
Strong and Dream will have a rematch at the next one, probably. Mm. Although the next one's War Games! So... And you would think it's probably Undisputed Era again.
Is it in Houston?
No.
Where is it now? Staples Center?
Yeah, I think.
Did it move to LA in Survivor Series?
Yeah.
In War Games?
Yeah. We get the Rumble and whatever they do for...
Oh, yeah, that's right. We do have the Rumble this year. At Minute Maid.
At Minute Maid.
I'm still not feeling great about that.
No, me either. No.
I hated it when it was outside of the baseball stadium watching it on TV. It took them 30 minutes to get down. So if you were entrant number 25.
Well, I don't mind that. They were like, oh, they're going to come out from the dugout. And I was like, oh, that's a cool idea.
And they didn't show it.
They don't show them coming out of the dugout.
No.
Like, that's the whole reason you do that. You
the
fucking.
Dugout?
The dugout.
The dugout.
Jesus. You know, we were just playing football. I got hit in the head. So concussions.
I have a bruise CTE. Here. I got cut here on my leg.
Yeah.
Like over here.
No, I'm pretty sure I have CTE.
Yeah.
Now you're bleeding right here a little bit.
Like right now.
You have a cut right on your face.
Am I currently bleeding?
Is that from football?
Yeah.
Yeah? You fell down?
Yeah, David got me.
Oh. Well, we won. That's the good
part.
He's
got claws.
That's the good news.
We were down 2-0.
Yeah.
Then it was 3-2 them. Then 4-3 us. And then we never looked back. 4-4.
Well, then they tied it. It was 6-6.
6-5, 6-6.
And then we won.
7-6.
8-6.
8-6.
We won 8-6.
Wow.
Week one... And a win.
We lost week one, I think, last year or 2 years ago.
I don't know.
But not anymore.
No.
And we had the whole crew.
We did.
It's funny when we pick, and then it's just like me, you, Joey, Anthony, Jeff.
Yeah.
Versus him, T. White.
Mm-hmm.
Dion.
Yeah.
David, you know.
Yeah.
It's funny.
You know those guys.
Today was fun. It was like overcast and breezy. It was perfect.
It got sunny at the end.
Very end. That's why we were like, okay, tapping out.
It's freaking hot.
Did you know that was, did we say that if we scored, it was over?
No. What's his name? Chris said, we're playing at 8. Once it was tied at 6, he said, we're playing at 8.
Nice.
And then, yeah.
So Dominique played big.
He did.
He had a good game. He was everywhere. The pick at the end was nice.
Yeah. So, NXT this week. We start things with Tyler Breeze versus Jackson Ryker. Riker goes for his finisher, but Breeze wins with a roll-up.
I really thought they would protect him more, Riker.
It's a roll-up. Roll-ups don't count.
So roll-ups don't count?
They never do.
Right.
They don't count.
I mean, they count.
No, they don't.
Oh, they're not canon?
No. They don't count. They always treat it like a fluke. Oh, it's a roll-up. Yeah, they never... That's true. How they always treat them.
So you're okay with this?
I don't give a fuck about Jackson Ryker. Come on.
I guess this had to happen so that they beat the fuck out of him so that...
Well, yeah, so they
happens.
Yeah, they all attack Breeze after the match, but who comes out for the save? Fandango. Welcome back to NXT. He throws all three Forgotten Sons out of the ring. Wesley Blake comes back in, but Fandango and Breeze hit him with a double super kick, and he goes flying out. And then Breeze and Fandango have a big hug.
Yep.
So there you go.
Welcome back. I don't know what the hell he's going to do. So 2-on-3 next... I don't know.
Yeah.
What is he going to do? What is he... He beat Chris Jericho at a WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's on NXT. WWE.
Yeah.
Both these guys are pretty talented, too.
Yeah.
And they're funny. That's why they had the fashion files. But now, you know, again, Breeze is showing us he could wrestle and be a good pro wrestler.
Well, they'll probably fight... Once Undisputed Era wins the tag titles at TakeOver Toronto...
They'll job to them a couple times?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
They'll get a shot at the next... Well, again, if War Games is Undisputed Era...
Don't ever do that again.
You mean without the scream?
Yeah.
If it is with the Undisputed Era, which the first two were, you know, obviously, and you would think it's probably going to be them again, because what other four heels are you going to put in there? It's probably going to be Undisputed Era.
Undisputed Era with all the gold. With all the gold on the line.
That'll be interesting because then no titles would be defended.
No, all the gold's on the line.
Wow.
In war games.
Maybe. But then how do you decide who wins what?
No, because like it's all about the factions. Like Breeze and Fandango were feuding.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have maybe Strong and Dream or Dunn still feuding.
And then Gargano.
Probably, yeah.
I want to finally...
That's a hell of a 4-on-4.
I want to see Gargano in a war games finally, you know? So...
Who was... Oh, last year was...
Undisputed Era versus Ricochet.
Dunn.
And
the War Raiders.
The War Raiders. Or the Viking Raiders.
Viking
whatever
Machine.
The fuck they
The Viking called. War Machine Raiders.
Yes. Yeah.
yeah.
Right.
Who was the first year? Sanity?
Yeah. It
versus
was Well, no, it was three teams.
Right.
Of
the third
three
team
people.
Was... AOP with Strong?
With Roderick Strong, yeah.
And they were always heels, and he was always a good guy. That
right.
was kind of weird.
Yeah. So we'll see. But even if it is for all the gold, they'll have to find three other matches for that takeover. That
Yeah, true.
Because obviously you have the women's title.
Maybe they won't be in it, because if they have the gold, it'll be hard to do. Maybe.
But then it's not going to... But then what heels do you put in there? You have Killian Dane, you know, who else?
We'll see. We'll see. Yeah.
All right, next up, we go outside the arena where Candice LeRae is waiting for Io Shirai to arrive so she can kick her ass, and we'll come back to that.
Yep.
Next up, we have the semifinal match for the NXT Breakout Tournament. On the other side, we got Bronson Reed versus Cameron Grimes. Reed hit a big senton bomb and went for the pin, but Grimes got his foot on the rope, and then in the end, Grimes hits the leaping double stomps and gets the win.
Yeah, I don't love that, but whatever. I do like the fact that it's Grimes versus Norman Smiley for the finals.
Norman Smiley?
What's his name?
I don't remember now.
That's who he reminds me of.
Yeah.
You remember Norman Smiley, or were you too young for that?
That's the psycho guy.
He was in WCW?
Guy. Yeah.
No, he was always Smiley, very flamboyant.
No. No.
It's something SM.
It's Jordan Miles.
Jordan Miles.
Yeah.
It's Smiles.
So who do you got for that?
Probably this guy, Cameron
Well, you
Grimes.
Said Miles last week.
Yeah, now I'm thinking Grimes, have a heel win it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Whatever he is, if he's a heel. I mean.
I think he's a heel.
I mean, Bronson Reed for sure is a face. He's like, hi, everybody. Ha. Hey, everybody.
With his fucking, he just holds his arm out with a claw.
Like mom's claw.
He looks.
That's what it reminds me of.
He looks like a Mario villain in the Pachinko. Game. Yeah.
Yeah.
So earlier today, NXTMZ asked Matt Riddle for his response to Killian Dane putting him through the stage. And Riddle challenges Killian Dane to a match, and apparently it's happening next week. Do you think this match actually happens next week?
I think it's like a double no one wins.
What do you think? I mean, originally we thought for sure this would be a takeover match, and maybe takeover would have six matches. Because they've done it before.
Six?
Yeah. But that was the Cassius Ohno Riddle where it ended in 5 seconds. Where
yeah.
Riddle beat him in 5 seconds.
Doesn't count.
Well, it was sick. That was a six
Doesn't
match.
Count.
They did it fast.
Doesn't count. Do they count Rock pinning Eric Rowan in WrestleMania?
I think so, yeah.
They do.
That's
they
technically
do.
The Rock's.
It's canon.
That's the Rock's last match.
Yeah.
He's like, I retire.
3 second win. That's a record. Yeah. What, you have the fucking records next to you as you are. Wait, 1, 2, 3 seconds. Wait. That's a record. He got it.
Well, because I think before that, the record was Sheamus and Daniel Bryan, which was like 15 seconds.
I don't even think it was that.
Well, no, because Daniel made out with AJ Lee for like 10
after
seconds
the bell rang.
After the bell oh. rang. So
that's great.
He was like,
and I get it.
Yeah. It was a 5 second match, but, you know, it lasted 15.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. We thought this would be a takeover match. I guess we'll have to see.
We will see.
Riddle's going to get left off a takeover? I don't know.
Six matches. I don't think Candice and Io will go that long.
I mean, takeover's been going...
Yeah, but then you have a 2 out of 3 for the main title. It'll take all fucking night.
Wow, but they already did it before. And
that
the first two falls were like in 5 minutes.
True.
Ridiculous. I mean, TakeOver's been getting close to 3 hours lately, like 2:45.
So six matches would be fine.
They could do it. Yeah. But, you know, we'll see what happens. Next up, we have a Shayna Baszler in-ring promo, unfortunately. And she's pissed because Mia Yim attacked her friends.
Yep.
You know, she beat Shafir out inside in the car, and then she fucking she beat up Jessamyn Duke at the performance center, slammed the locker in her face.
What a bad guy. Good bad guy.
Great bad guy. And Shayna says, this isn't the streets, and street rats don't last long in my world. So Mia Yim comes out, gets in the ring, and she's acting all gangsta. And it's like, we watched the video about her, and apparently, you know, she grew up in Compton, right? Or, you know, some poor place in L.A. And so she was really poor, living in, you know, she's from the streets, but it doesn't come off convincingly here.
Compton, Ohio. Compton, Ohio. She never says the Ohio part.
It doesn't come off convincingly here at all.
You had a good reference, like...
Well, yeah, it was like when Big Cass...
He's actually from New York.
He's from New York, yet he had like a fake New York accent.
Right.
Eyes knows where eyes stands. What?
What are you doing?
It's like they're like, hey, turn it up. Be like super dumbass from New York. You're a dumb
super
fuck.
Super Guido. Do it.
You do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Mia Yim comes out. She tells Shayna this street rat is bringing a fight you can't train for. And then Shayna tells Mia right to her face. They're face to face. She says, you're nothing but street trash. And Mia Yim just stands there and takes it. She just called her trash right to her face. And then Shayna just leaves. And Mia's like, okay, I'm street trash.
I mean, what do you expect her to do, Andrew?
I don't know, be a little gangster or something?
I don't think that's what she wanted to do there.
Apparently not. God, this feud sucks.
These two are horrible. Fuck.
And the thing is, like, they've been fighting at house shows. The one in Houston, they had a match. And Mia lost. It was for the title.
Right. Yep.
It's going to be the same thing. So outside the arena, Candace is still waiting for EO, but Regal comes out there and he's like, she's not going to be here. I told EO she can't be here tonight. It's like, why?
Why?
What did she do?
Yeah. The minute I saw you waiting in this parking lot, I told her, you should come. Clothesless.
So Candace requests a match against Io at TakeOver, and Regal says, I can't blame you. And then he makes it official. He's like, so at TakeOver Toronto. And Candace's like, who are you talking to?
Right.
Just say I have the match. And he's like, no, at TakeOver Toronto.
You see this bright light in our faces?
It'll be you, Candice LeRae, Johnny Gargano's wife. They're making me do the Raw shit. This is Johnny Gargano's wife.
This you
right here,
Candice LeRae.
Yes,
you,
yes.
Whose arm I am now holding, versus the genius with the sky.
And Matt, Johnny, actually, come over here. You are Johnny's wife, and Johnny, you are her husband. Just so we're clear.
So we're clear and established. Candice LeRae, her. Yeah. Are we good?
Right.
Fuck.
Fuck it. Seth and Becky, come over here for a second. We have to explain something.
A relationship.
Now you two are fucking. Yes.
Here is a picture of Macho Man and Miss Elizabeth. They were married.
Yeah.
Like they're married. Let me further explain in a series of origami. This is.
I wish Raw was rated R so that, you know, finally they, like, Becky and Seth could be in a room together and like, now you guys are a boyfriend and girlfriend. They're just like, no, we're just fucking.
Yeah, chill out, everyone.
No, we're just fucking each other.
Right.
So that's it. We, you know, it's fun.
Yes.
You know, friends with benefits.
So dumb.
So next up, we have the main event: Roderick Strong versus Pete Dunne. It was a good match. Lots of close calls by both men. Dunn hit an ugly sunset flip powerbomb off the top rope. I'm not sure if that was supposed to happen like that.
Right.
But I didn't mind it. Like, it didn't look like a botch. It just looked ugly.
Right.
Strong hits the Tiger Driver. Dunn kicks out, but Strong rolls it into the Lion Tamer or the Stronghold, which is what they call it.
Sure.
They have different names for Strong. Like,
sure.
The Angle Slam is the Olympic Slam.
Yeah.
I guess that would kind of be weird. I mean, when KO hits a stunner, they don't call it a Stone Cold Stunner, right? You know?
They don't.
Yeah.
True.
So, like, it'd be kind of weird.
But when someone splashes them in the corner, isn't it a stinger splash?
That's true.
No.
Well, they do. No, they do sometimes. Sometimes they sometimes do say they do. Stinger splash.
Well, now they're calling Dolph's super kick Sweet Chin Music.
Yeah.
I guess because Shawn Michaels is involved in this whatever thing that they're doing.
Right. So he gets him in the Stronghold. Dunn rolls out of it, sits on top of Strong. snaps his fingers. At this point, you know, Dunn's got five broken fingers already. So, yeah, you know, he's fucked for TakeOver.
Dunn.
He just comes out in bandages. He's like, I can't throw any punches. I'm all kicks tonight.
I'm all kicks.
So he snaps his fingers, and then he pulls on them some more, and Strong taps out.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know that traditionally we don't like this, but I didn't mind it just because he was on top of Strong. So Strong had nowhere to go. Instead of like when you just have a match, like I have a match with you, and then I'm just like, huh, and you're just and staring like
this,
at me.
Oh!
You have another hand free, and you don't do anything with it. You don't push my hand away or anything. You just panic. Like, try to I'm hold, panicking.
Hold my fingers as hard as you can. Like, try to not let me go.
Okay.
Try to like let me go. Like, not, but like if I like, yeah, it's just it's easy for a man,
right,
with an arm that attaches to your body to pull away from that. I'm just saying.
Instead, they just panic immediately. No, don't do it,
like,
please.
Seriously, hold my hand. Like a hand is something that it's like you can kind of just like wiggle out of because you know what I mean. Like I don't know. Maybe we're just greasy that was Italians. Awkward. But yeah, I'm just saying. Like it's. I think it's the most awkward move. And then he finishes with it.
Yeah,
I didn't love it, but I know what you're saying. At least he had him pinned down,
right?
With like his nuts in his face. He was probably more about the nuts. The nuts. It's not the finger for the record. Well,
and he had his knee on his other arm, so his other arm wasn't free. So
yeah,
yeah, just make him look more realistic like that.
So I'll allow it, but I don't love it.
So Strong taps after the match. Velveteen Dream gets in the ring, and he's about to hit Dunn from behind with the North American title.
Oh. But
Dunn turns around and Dream smiles.
Yeah.
And then on the apron, Strong tells Dream, come take over. That's my title. He starts to leave. Dream then does this pose. But then Dunn grabs Dream's hand, snaps his fingers, and hits the bitter end.
Yeah.
So Dunn stands tall.
Way too tall. Wins the match via a finger submission. Yeah. And then hits Dream. You ain't winning shit at TakeOver.
No.
Sorry, Mr. Dunn.
Yeah.
But you got over on them this day.
Right.
But you ain't winning.
No.
No.
But, you know, I'm glad Dunn's on NXT now. He's in the opening video package now, so he's officially there.
Oh, sure.
He was on the package.
Editing.
Well, yeah.
But, yeah, if they added him,
yeah,
he's probably staying for a little bit.
Right. So, yeah, with that said, who'd you have for worst dressed?
Shayna Baszler.
Okay.
Yeah, just because she has the title on.
I had Cameron Grimes, again, looking like a hobo, like even more homeless than Daniel Bryan.
Right. True.
Best dressed?
Candice LeRae for me.
Same here.
Mm-hmm.
Worst moment?
Mia and Shayna.
That's easy, too.
Promo. Yep,
for sure. Best moment?
Fandango, como se dice. No, he,
se dice?
I don't know. He, yeah, him showing up was fun. It was spoiled for me, like, I don't know, 2 years ago.
Seriously, like, yeah. I mean, they, I think they filmed all these episodes in like May. I think like on a May episode, we're like, yeah, they fucking filmed 2 months ahead.
How, like, would they have 2 3-hour shows and got all this filmed or something?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Got it all in the can?
Yeah.
So I knew it was coming and it was fun. He was kind of in street clothes, comes out, and then they play his music at the end. Sure.
I mean, would you still say it was.
That's tremendous.
You know, when he came out.
Sure.
Still pretty tremendous.
Sure, it was still good.
Still good.
Because still 2-on-3 and he beat them up.
Right.
I've been on the main roster, boys.
Yeah.
I can beat your ass.
Right. All right. Got some news and rumors. Well, first of all, for news, AEW's first TV taping sold out. And I think that place in D.C. sits 15,000 people.
Mm.
So they're still doing good. So that's good for them.
Good for them.
It's going to be interesting. They're also going to crown the women's champion that night. The first show. They're going to crown their women's champion.
Oh,
the first Wednesday show.
Oh, got it, yeah.
And then also they're advertising it's going to be Omega and the Young Bucks versus Jericho and two mystery partners.
I saw that.
And Don Cass.
I'd be okay with that.
I would love that.
But I'd rather it be like two expiring contracts from the WWE.
Yeah.
And let the war fucking begin.
The fucking revival.
I mean, Dean Ambrose is on the level of the outsiders showing up, even though we knew they were coming.
Right.
But that surprise by Ambrose, Moxley, was fucking unbelievable. That was probably closer to like Rick Rude showing up on Nitro the same night he's on Raw because they tape.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool. Like, holy shit, this is a fucking war. Lex Luger showing up on Nitro.
Yeah.
Like, he was just on Raw.
Right.
And that whole story where, like, Vince trusted him.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm still here, Vince. I'm still here. Then he shows up. Like, what is he doing here?
Yeah.
When they had the... It was, like, on the back lot of the Universal Studios, right?
Yeah.
When they had their...
Yeah.
It was, like, it's at, like, 2,000 people. It's like a Doomsday show.
Yeah.
It was, like, a pool.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think all the rumors we've heard of the revival is that their contracts are not expiring until next year, but it'd be great if it was them. And they're still... They're still trolling on Twitter.
Are they really?
They're still saying, like, they showed Dash Wilder did some move. Maybe it was a spine buster, probably, because he shouted out to Arn Anderson, who's now with AEW. And he was like, yeah, that's, you know, learned that from Arn Anderson. See you soon, buddy. Like, just this past week, he said that.
He said, like, see you soon?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Let's say the Revival are under contract for another year.
Right.
But they want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
They need someone needs to break it so it gets fixed. Like, they go and just show up in AEW.
Mm-hmm.
Huge lawsuit breaks out.
Yeah.
And a top lawyer hired by those billionaires in Florida.
Sure.
Argues what John Oliver argued. They're independent contractors. You can't tell them what they can't do
right.
when they're independent contractors. That's like employment law 101 in this country.
Especially
because... And then WWE will make them employees and give them benefits. And that'll be good for them.
Well, so it seems like AEW is doing that.
Giving them benefits?
Yeah.
Well, how is that not the first thing you do if you're going to say you take care of wrestlers?
Right.
No, you're employees.
Yeah.
And you have health.
Jericho said, I'm an employee. I'm not an independent contractor anymore.
Right.
I'm an employee.
That's great.
And then the referees are saying that they're employees. So, I mean, it seems like that's what's going on.
I get, like, if they're like, hey, we're trying you out, so you're an independent contractor.
Yeah.
But you can earn a contract, like a real contract with us,
right.
which then makes you an employee. Like, I'm okay with that.
Because when you're an independent contractor, you're, again, like, yeah, you're allowed to work anywhere. And then it's like, no, well, they offered me an actual job. Like, I'm an employee, so fuck you guys. But even in the heyday of the Monday Night Wars, no one did that, you know? So that's, like, where it's like, wouldn't they have done it then? Ted Turner was richer than Vince. Ted Turner could have pulled it off.
I think only because it wasn't a monopoly. So it's like, I'll just jump my contracts up. Like in other words, it wasn't so... Like, they were almost on equal footing at that point when people were jumping.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, well, I'm getting paid either way. And, like, I just think now it's more of, like, the monster, David and Goliath. I think now it would be more, like meaningful.
Yeah.
Like, no, we have to show them that they can't fucking own us.
Sure.
Whereas, like, WWE Night Show, it's like, I don't know, like, people left and they flipped back. X-Pac was jumping back and forth constantly. It seemed like it was easier, is all
I'm
saying.
He didn't do that.
Like, now, well, a little bit.
Well,
he went and came back, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, like, right now, Vince is signing everyone to 3-year extensions.
Five.
Five-year extensions now. Just to fucking lock on their balls. Right. How do you not?
Yeah.
Like, the last time I was let go by a company or laid off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they gave me like a severance. I won't go into details, but, and they go, by signing this, it says you won't sue us if you accept the severance. Well, I have kids. Like, what am I going to say? No, I'm going to sue you and go moneyless for 5 months.
Right.
No, of course I need to accept this large amount of money for my family.
Sure.
So what does that mean? Now I can't go back and sue because I saw, like, it's, they have you between a rock and a hard place. So you would think some lawyer would maybe stick up for them and be like, okay.
Yeah.
We're going to fight for you.
He probably has some fucking deal with someone in, you know, with power up in Washington, D.C.
It's billionaire versus billionaire. So what happens, you know?
Yeah.
What happens?
Right. I don't know.
But you get some judge that's like all about, like, you know what I mean? Like, no, I'm for the people and,
mm-hmm.
Or I'm about employment law judge, whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
So.
Yeah. It'd be interesting.
Just everything's about fairness right now in this country. Like, it just seems like they would lose WWE.
Well, yeah, but isn't Linda like fucking, she's a part of Trump's administration.
That doesn't mean one judge. We're not going to the Supreme Court on this.
They might.
It's gonna go to the,
they've done it before. Is wrestling real?
Right.
Jesus.
Supreme Court.
I mean, what the fuck? I can't believe someone asked that. When Vince went to, you know, court over the whole steroid scandal.
Yeah.
Like, one of the Congress, they were like, is wrestling real? Fucking idiot.
Maybe it meant more like the punches and stuff, like, because they were, you know what I mean? The Attitude Era was like, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Yeah.
For real. I'm going to throw you off this cage. Like a CGI thing? No, for real.
Yeah. This is like early 90s, though. And
yeah,
it's like,
people are dumb.
Yeah, just fucking. It's like these congressmen now that don't know what the internet is. You know, you've seen those clips where they don't fucking know how the internet works?
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Right.
He's like asking Mark Zuckerberg, how does Facebook make money? And he's like, we have ads. And he's like, what? Ads on the internet? Like, he didn't understand. How do I log in to my Facebook? Like, Jesus, you're fucking making decisions for our country?
Right.
Anyways, I don't want this to be a political rant, but yeah.
I had to go get, I had to walk into Social Security office. No, yeah. Birth certificate office.
Right.
On Chimney Rock.
Yeah.
And I walk in, and I as I'm walking in, there's a guy that's sitting at a table. Hey, sir, you want to sign a petition?
Yeah.
To protect your gun laws?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, that's like a very conservative thing to be doing outside of a public. They weren't like 100 yards off or something. Like, they were like door them with a table.
Yeah.
I'm just like, that seemed like too weird. Like, okay.
Right.
But I guess it's Texas.
Yeah, it is. Did you see what Biden screwed up at the debate?
Yeah.
Where he was like, if you support me, go to Joe30330 now. And like, they're like, that's not a website. He was supposed to say text Joe30330. But he was like, if you support my cause, go to Joe30. And then someone, I forgot who it was, but someone like, I think some comedian tweeted like, Joe Biden just gave everyone his Gmail password. Joe30330.
The Democrats are scrambling. It's you know, politics are bad when no one can beat Donald Trump in an election.
Well, yeah.
Like, this is just, it's like, Republicans have Trump, and it's like, okay, here's Donald Trump. He's president. He won. Okay. And the Democrats are like, can we get Obama back? Is that a thing? Can we do that?
Oh, of course. They wish they could, yeah.
Like, can we get anyone back? Like, there's just no one. Like, well, Bernie's like a crazy old man now.
But Bernie was so hot, and then they fucked him over. But if it's Biden.
Where's Beto?
Beto. Oh, he's a dork.
Was he in these? He's in these things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's the only guy I can see because he's young and good looking.
Good looking. He's got beaver teeth.
I just mean, like, when you have a decent looking politician.
He acts like Obama. He tries to talk like Obama. He does the slow, deliberate. Yeah, he's totally trying to do he's doing an Obama impression. But he's not Obama. But anyways, yeah. I hope it's not Biden at the end. That would suck.
It doesn't make any sense. Why didn't he run last time?
Yeah.
Like, he didn't even run.
No.
He's like, peace out. I'm out of here.
Well, I think his son died around that time. I think that's why he might have not ran.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
No more of that. All right, so this is interesting. Remember how you said maybe the third fall for Johnny and Cole could be Ciampa as a special referee?
Yeah.
Well, Fightful.com says they obtained an internal WWE inactive list, which features injured talents and their expected return dates. And according to the list, Tommaso Ciampa is slated to return to action in mid-August. Mm. So that adds some fuel to the fire. Mm. And Regal...
You're welcome.
Regal still hasn't announced what the third fall is.
How is it not that, if that's a possibility? Yeah. If he's fucking cleared for your third match...
That'd be like the fastest...
Just to put fuel on this horrible fire, your special referee is a grenade.
Yeah, oh my God.
Already burning. Jesus.
That'd be great. I think it'd be the fastest neck surgery recovery time in the history of... But that's seriously. How it works, you know? I mean, you know, the better technology gets, right?
And I don't think it's clear that he helps Johnny. I just don't.
Right.
I think him and Johnny might even get into a little fist fight.
Yeah.
That's who they are now. They're more like Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Like, yeah, we're best friends, but like sometimes we hate each other.
Well, if he's going to return as a face.
Kind of like the Bunny Boys. We'll make up later.
If he's going to return as a face, he'll probably do it right down the middle. And because what do you want to see again? You want to see Gargano and Cole? I mean, I'm sorry. You want to see Gargano and Ciampa again? You know, no, we've seen it three times already.
Ciampa Cole. And he takes back the title as a face. As the greatest face in the history of sports. Not just sports entertainment, sports.
Like, he was the greatest heel ever, and then he.
Joe, what's your favorite sports moment? I've said this all my life. In 1986, when the Mets won the World Series, it is now second to Tommaso Ciampa winning the title at War Games.
Yeah. Oh God, if he's back, And then let's say,
LA.
Like,
are we going to LA? We might as well.
Well, like, let's say, okay,
LA.
All right. All right, like, think about this.
Yeah.
For War Games, you have Undisputed Era with all the gold. And I don't want to put all the titles on the line for this yet, okay? So in my dream,
yeah,
none of the titles are on the line, but it's the Undisputed Era versus Tyler Breeze, Fandango, Johnny Gargano, and Tommaso Ciampa. DIY and Breezango versus Undisputed Era. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
That would be incredible.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And we'll see, like, Fandango and
Breeze. I don't know about you, but I feel like... What the... Oh, I muted it. Damn it. I'm
a genius.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I think we would see Fandango and Breeze do crazy shit. We're like, okay, now they're legends. Right. They came back to NXT, and now they're literally, like, I don't know, we're putting them on Mount Rushmore for tag teams.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be fun.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah. We got some fan questions?
Great. Yes, we do.
What do we got?
Vladimir Jordan, two-parter. What do you honestly think should be done with their forgotten sons?
They're tough because sometimes I think they look cool.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think they can wrestle a little bit. And I think Ryker could be a top heel in NXT. And really? Then at times I go, no.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, he has a nice torn physique, but like, he's not really interesting. But he's not really that interesting.
Yeah, but he looks mean.
Yeah. Not like boring. The top heel.
You're right.
I mean, I think they're fine where they are. Just keep them there. That's where they belong.
Stuck in the mid-card.
Yeah. And then push, fire, bury the Forgotten Son members.
I would push Ryker. He's awesome.
Yeah. Can you name the others?
Yes. I push him. I would bury Alexa Bliss's boyfriend.
Nope.
Ex-boyfriend.
No.
Fuck.
That's Buddy Murphy.
She managed this one.
Alexa Bliss's ex-boyfriend's ex-partner.
Yes.
No, it's not on there.
God damn it.
It's Wesley Blake.
Yeah. And then the other one.
Fire the other one?
Fire the third one.
What the fuck? What's his name?
Crimson Tide?
No.
What's his name?
Steve Cutler.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have never got that. I forgot about those names.
Oh, by the way, when at the end of SmackDown, I don't know if you saw the pictures or ever, but Buddy Murphy was walking away, like was seen walking away after the Roman thing with the crane. Or with the forklift.
Where did they announce that?
No one thinks it's... No, you can just see it if you watch it again. But no one thinks it's going to be Buddy Murphy. The new rumor that it's going to be Daniel Bryan. Which, you know, that makes sense. That's the biggest name for him to fight.
That's a good little feud.
Yeah, a good little kick out, spear, pin, repeat. Yeah. He's fought Daniel Bryan in the past and beat him before, so it'll probably happen again. Right. Joey Montez, how much are you guys going to watch AEW? Will you watch it the way you used to watch Raw? Fast forward to the main events. I don't know. We might have to recap it.
The weekly show?
Yeah.
Fuck. It's on Wednesday?
Yeah.
So it's Monday, Raw, Wednesday, Friday? God damn it.
Yeah, I know. We have to figure something out. That's going to be crazy.
If we do, we can do two shows. We can loop in AEW with SmackDown if you want, but God. It's a lot of wrestling.
Well, we could recap NXT and AEW at the same time.
True.
Because they're both Wednesday.
Patreons better start coming in even more, guys.
We have to have a discussion with you know, us and Eric about what we're gonna do. Because
plus we gotta talk to the board of directors and see what they want to do.
Cause like Raw and SmackDown, we can't wait till Friday to do recap Raw with SmackDown. That's
Raw might have to be Monday night. I think we'll get even more listeners, if we recap Raw, like
yeah, but then we
Tuesday
can't watch
morning.
Monday Night Football.
Oh damn it!
We could do it Tuesday. Well, this is kind of funny to discuss this on the air, but like we could do it earlier
will be over
Tuesday.
When we start the podcast, like no,
it no, in October. We could do it earlier on Tuesday though, because you know there's nothing on Tuesday, so we could do it Tuesday, like at 7 p.m. or something, like right after you guys get off work.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
We have to figure something out, obviously. The worst part is Friday night, like Friday for SmackDown. That's the shit one.
Okay, we'll figure it out later. I don't want to worry about it now. Sorry.
I know, it sucks.
Anything else?
Luis Torres, is it cool if Mankind wishes me a happy birthday? Have a nice day.
Is that you? Who's that?
That's Eric? Remember I did the Mankind impression?
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, I hope you have lots of cake and presents and not blood and fire!
Oh, that's good. That's not bad. Thank you. Sounds good.
Well, you see,
Everybody knows. Oh, my, because my voice is out? I can actually do it. Everybody knows that mankind is always going to be something that we search for.
The best was when we did the best talker bracket, and I played the one of Mankind when he's like, hey, come home, and your wife and child ask, what's burning? And it's you! It's the fucking greatest. Like, he was a fucking legend. Even before, like, when he was Mankind.
Yeah.
You just forget how good he was. He really was top five on the mic. He really fucking was. You just forget because he was such a horrible GM.
And that's why it's such a surprise that, like, a guy that WCW threw in the garbage.
Yeah.
They were like, no, we can run with this. And make him a fucking Hall of Famer. And they did.
Right.
But they don't know what to do with these other guys.
No. Mark Furman, what does Triple H see in Mia Yim?
I don't know.
Not sure.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Unsure. Right. Lack of female talent.
Yeah.
Gotta push someone.
Yeah. Pop Culture Junkie, Push Fireberry, SummerSlam matches, SummerSlam 91, IC title, Bret Hart versus Mr. Perfect.
That's good.
92, Bret Hart versus British Bulldog for the IC title. And then SummerSlam 98, Triple H versus The Rock ladder match for the IC title.
Push that one.
Yeah, this is more you because I didn't see these.
Yeah, the Bulldog was a close second to The Rock and Triple H. So I would bury that and then fire Bret Hart, Mr. Perfect, right, which is also pretty amazing.
Yeah, the only That's one tough. I saw was the ladder match.
Yeah.
Because that was, 98.
Yep.
And then Joe Star V, best non-wrestling attire, Candice, Io Shirai, or Fandango?
I'm going to go Io Shirai on that
one. Well, Dango had no shirt on, so he put that.
He had the wife beater, right?
Push him. No, he came out like holding it. Like, why are you holding your shirt if you're not wearing it? But he wins. He's not having it. He looks great.
All right. clearly.
No, Io with the black leather is fucking hot as shit, so yeah. But that's all the questions, so we'll see you guys next week. Got to do predictions.
We will.
Take over Toronto.
You ain't taking my title. Because I'll still have all the gold after SummerSlam is over.
I'm taking back my title. That's what I'm doing. Okay.
You can call it yours all you want, but it's around my waist.
It's mine!
It's mine. In fact, I'm taking it right now. I'm taking it home. I'm doing the thing I never do.
No, you're not allowed.
Like Snowball Steve Austin, it kinda looks like Kevin Owens. Dean Ambrose is in his daydreams, and Charlotte is in his sex dream. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling, oh no. I'm not just crazy loud, egocentric, no doubt that's Joe. Proclaimed strongest and best looking man in the world. Loves wrestling, but only part time. Strong, big players, pretty sublime. Yeah, what's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. Every shirt most loved, and he can't really hold in his pit. He made hashtag push Eric Gallo push him off a cliff. He doesn't think Stacey Kubler is that high, and we almost forgot Josh. He's just a troll. What's wrong with wrestling?